Governor Jan Brewer is considering Medicaid expansion that could bring the state more federal funding. To get the funding, the state would have to spend more, too. The Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, known as ACCESS, is gathering information to help the governor decide. ACCESS Assistant Director of Intergovernmental Relations Monica Curry says Brewer has reached out to stakeholders.
She knows how critical these decisions are, and so she really wanted to meet with key leaders in the healthcare industry, as well as people in the community, organizations that represent folks who are on ACCESS, the provider community, hospitals, and the like.
Curry says Brewer's decision may come as part of the budget package the governor traditionally sends to the legislature in January. Meanwhile, ACCESS has held public meetings around the state at which the key feedback is a push for Arizona to expand coverage for childless adults just above the poverty level. And now the healthcare industry and an economist are weighing in on the need for expansion. Susan Girard is president of the board of the Maricopa Integrated Health System.
You can't think of a whole lot of investments that you could make as a state that would get you this kind of return.
Girard spoke at a news conference in Phoenix this week, emphasizing that her comments were from her as an individual and not on behalf of her board. At the news conference, an economic study was released showing expanding Medicaid will help improve Arizona's economy. The study was commissioned by the Grand Canyon Institute, which describes itself as a centrist think tank. Institute Research Director David Wells says the benefits of taking more federal Medicaid funding are significant.
The full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, up to 133% of the federal poverty line, is the best option for Arizona. It adds more jobs, it improves our economy, it covers more people, and it costs the state general fund less.
Wells says his study shows that with full implementation, the state can add 21,000 jobs, reducing its unemployment rate 0.7%. Additionally, economic growth would total $2.8 billion from the added funding. The catch? Arizona taxpayers would have to cover 10% of the expansion costs, increasing the state's current Medicaid contributions by about $900 million in the next 4 years. But proponents argue that the added coverage would be of benefit to the state and its health care system. Here's Maricopa Health System's Girard.
There's no question to the value of giving more people access to health care. Additionally, I serve on a hospital board, and right now with the current situation, maybe this is another study subject, is what is happening to providers as they pick up the uncompensated care.
Girard says hospitals absorbing costs of the uninsured and insurers passing along costs to those who are insured could be eased. State officials say expanding access as the Affordable Care Act allows would bring coverage to another 65,000 childless adults. Expansion overall, according to the Grand Canyon Institute, would cover an additional 200,000 Arizonans in the next 4 years. Those residents are currently uninsured. I'm Michael Chehock, Arizona Public Media.